You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora is with us from T-Storm out of Chicago, Illinois, as usual. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Let's get right to things very quickly. The weather has been pushing the market for a couple of weeks now. It turned things around today, and down it went. This is based on some rainfall that may or may not be coming next week. I want to get to that, but start with where we are today in the Midwest, please.
Well, if you look at rainfall over the last week, up until yesterday morning, so this does not include some of the rain that we had in Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri over the last 24 hours, only about 39 to 40% of U.S. corn and soybean production received at least 1 inch of rain over the last week. Most of the dry areas are still in the same areas that were dry as of just about a week ago today. That's mainly across the plains and the western half of the Corn Belt. So even though some areas of Nebraska and Iowa did see some rain this week, it's pretty much over now, and we have to start looking to the next rain event to start filling in some of these dry areas. The next chance of rain develops here next Tuesday and Wednesday in the northern areas of the Corn Belt and plains, and then expands on to the south over the second half of next week and into next weekend. At this point, we're pretty comfortable forecasting 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches of rain across the northern corn and soybean areas, with amounts to become a little bit more questionable as you head on to the south. As you head on to the south as well, we'll also see some heat next week, and the combination of dry and hot conditions with some of these areas that will still need some rain leads you to conclude that these rains next week are pretty important. If we do see a widespread rain event next week, that would take a lot of pressure off of all of these crops. But if that rain were to fail to materialize, then I think we'd have a pretty strong argument to make that we need considerably more rain. One thing I'd like to point out with you, Todd, is that we keep a calculation of subsoil moisture here that we run every day, and it basically looks at rainfall over the last 30 days, and then we can figure out how wet or dry each crop in the U.S. is. Well, if you take a look at what we see right now, it doesn't really look all that unusual. Rainfall over the last 30 days has been pretty similar to 5 of the 6 last growing seasons at this point in July, with only the drought in 2012 having been much, much drier than anything that we have today. But the difference going forward between this year and the next, or those 5 of the last 6 years, is that we had a big rain event over June 13th to 19th across the entire central U.S. Widespread rainfall was in the 1 to 3 inch range, and all of that is going to be removed from our calculation here over the next week. And that's only going to put more pressure on that rain next week, because we need to make up for all the rain we're going to remove. And if, again, that rain next week is not widespread and substantial, we'll start to see subsoil dryness come up quite a bit over the next 7 to 10 days.
Do the northern areas you mentioned include the Dakotas?
Well, the best overall chance is where it's been over the last couple of weeks, and that's pretty much centered near Minnesota and Wisconsin. As you head to the west and to the south from there, we do have rain chances, but the best chances at this point in time are, again, right around Minnesota and Wisconsin. We really need these rains to hit the eastern Dakotas, western Minnesota, and then on to the south through western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. There certainly is a chance for rain out in these areas next week, because we will have some heat in place. We'll also have some waves of energy nearby. But this whole event is still 5 to 7 days into the future. And just because of that alone, you always have to have some uncertainty. So we could end up either turning into a wetter scenario or a drier scenario, just depending on how things work out. And we think that we really won't have a ton of confidence in the exact setup until Saturday or Sunday coming up.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.